Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Happy end of the summer, Mark. How are you?
Good. Looking forward to the first Georgia game on Saturday. So fall is here.
It is here, and we're just waiting for the temperatures to drop. We just had a earthquake here in where I live.
I heard.
It was a little scary. My wife and I sort of jumped out of bed. We thought actually we were being robbed, and then our dog went crazy, and then it kept going. It was sort of a 30-second, what they call a roller, not just a one-time sort of shaker. Anyways, it was quite an experience.
Sounds like it. Glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's just no perfect place. I mean, Northern California comes pretty close, but you know, as long as you're not falling out of your bed from an earthquake. You chose a poem this week from the journal Circulation. It talks about dual antiplatelet therapy. Just by way of background, coronary artery stents, particularly what we call drug-eluting stents, are used in the majority of patients these days who undergo some sort of percutaneous coronary intervention for what we might call obstructive coronary artery disease. These drug-eluting stents function both to, first of all, prevent closure of the stented artery right after the procedure, and they also supposedly lower the need for repeated revascularization compared to, say, the balloon angioplasty by itself. So stent thrombosis is uncommon, but it's serious. It's a complication of coronary artery stenting. It often presents in one of two pretty bad ways, either as death, not a good thing, or present as a myocardial infarction with ST segment elevation. So the question becomes, does the use of antiplatelet therapy to reduce the risk of adverse outcomes related to these drug-eluting stents, does it improve overall outcomes? The article you selected is from the 2014 edition of Circulation, volume 129, starts on page 304. It asks the question, does prolonged dual antiplatelet therapy after the placement of a drug-eluting stent improve outcomes? Mark, what did the researchers find?
Yeah, this is, I think, really important, and it's often a decision that is made by cardiologists, not by family physicians or internists, but I think we need to be part of that conversation with our patients and with our colleagues. The current ACC guidelines recommend that patients continue to get dual antiplatelet therapy for about a year following drug-eluting stent placement. And, you know, it's important to know, would they benefit, or would selected patients benefit from longer therapy? So in this study, they looked at over 5,000 patients who got a drug-eluting stent and who tolerated at least 1 year of this dual antiplatelet therapy with aspirin and Plavix or clopidogrel without any bleeds, without any revascularization or MI or stroke, obviously death. And so this was a subset who was on the dual therapy, did well for a year. And they then randomized them to either continued dual therapy or just aspirin alone. So this was an open-label trial, so the patients and their doctors knew what they were getting. But the outcomes of whether they had a stroke, whether they had an MI, were adjudicated by a committee that was masked to the treatment assignment, so that's important. If anything, this kind of a design would bias in favor of the more aggressive intervention because there might be an expectation on the part of patients' doctors that they would do better with the more aggressive therapy. So the groups were similar at the start of the study. Mean age was about 62 years, 69% men, 28% diabetic. So pretty typical sounding group. Most of the patients, 80%, were recruited after 12 to 18 months of successful therapy, and about a fifth after more than 18 months. The compliance was really good with aspirin, you know, well over 95% throughout the study. And then the Plavix group, about 80% were compliant after 2 years, so a little less good compliance with those drugs. What they found was no difference in the likelihood of any of the individual or, you know, separate or combined cardiovascular or bleeding outcomes. Overall, the big combination outcome of cardiac death, MI, stroke, rethrombosis or major bleeding occurred in 3.2% in the aspirin-only group and 3.8% in the dual therapy group. While a little lower in the aspirin-only group, that wasn't statistically significant benefit. So the bottom line is that prolonging in selected candidates who do well after a year on dual therapy, where you might say, gosh, I'm just going to continue, they're doing so well, there really was no additional benefit after two more years of dual therapy compared to just aspirin alone.
Wow. You know, is this going to become standard of practice? I mean, you take it for a year and then you stop, or is doctors not going to have the courage to do that?
Well, you're exactly right about courage. I mean, it's about risk aversion. It's about sins of commission and omission. And so if you stop the drug and then something happens 6 months later, you go, oh, I feel so terrible. I caused that by stopping the drug, you know, particularly if it's an MI or a stroke. You know, it's going to take a couple of studies. And this is not the first study of this on this topic, but it's going to take probably, you know, one or two more studies finding the same thing before docs are convinced. Hopefully this will be incorporated in the next set of ACC/AHA guidelines as well.
Yeah. As you said, not only do you feel guilty if you take the medicines away and something bad happens, but perhaps you're even at risk for liability if the standard of practice is, even if the standard of practice is not consistent with the evidence.
I mean, I see so many patients who are, you know, they had a stent placed 4 years ago and they're still on dual therapy. And I was like, have you talked to your cardiologist about that? Oh, yeah, I just saw him last month. He said, keep going. You're doing well. Mm. And so, you know, I think that's still very common practice.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.